Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Rob Blows is here with BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel. Rob, good to see you. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other since the holidays. So, Rob, take us away. Take us away from this winter weather.
I've heard that a few times lately. I mean, the snow, like, just enough. Enough. Right? I think we've just had so much snow. People are going crazy. So we're getting a lot of those calls. Get me out of town.
Well, we've got lots of options. Lots of great getaways.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've got all kinds of great sun destinations. Even, you can go from London and Kitchener this winter as well. So those are quite popular. Those are usually the first things. Can I fly from Kitchener or London? First question people ask. And you can, but not to every destination. But, of course, Toronto's got pretty much every sun destination you can think of on a direct service. So it's great. We've got lots of options. Bookings are going crazy. Like, it's really really quite busy with the we just have had so much snow. I think people are just tired of it.
So
we had a couple of green days around Christmas after that, and that's it.
But here we are.
Yeah.
In terms of sun destinations, any new locations or any trends that you're seeing, or has it been the same fabulous spots?
Well, the big three are Mexico, Dominican, and Cuba. Those are always big. The most flights are going in there, so the most resorts are there. But there are some newer destinations in there. There's Air Canada's flying into the French Caribbean, a couple of those destinations now, Guadeloupe, Martinique. You can fly into St. Vincent, which you couldn't do before.
Okay.
So some smaller islands that were kind of off the, really hard to get to before. And
sure.
They've added some flights in there. So they're starting to add some newer destinations. There's not a lot of newer places in the Caribbean. I mean, it's, but if they can get an aircraft that'll work, they'll make it work.
Okay.
So they're trying new things. There's, again, cruising's huge, tons of cruising, including Europe for next year already. We're booking a lot of Europe for next year.
So for 2026.
And this is what the cruise lines would call wave season right now. So they've come up with a lot of promotions to try and promote this next year, and we've even got deployment on these cruise lines out till end of 2026, sometimes even 2027. So you can book now way early.
Okay.
So get the better rates.
Now, is it too late to book for March break or still some spots?
No, there's still some space out there for sure. I mean, you don't want to wait till March 1st, but so the sooner you book, the better it's going to be, because pricing as it books is going to go up, and those days of last minute deals really aren't there anymore. That just everything just ends up being sold.
Okay, and we can look ahead to a summer vacation too, of course.
Yeah.
That would be a really good time for booking for
now
that.
Now is a great time to book for summer, especially, you know, if you're going to go to Western Canada, for example. It's always hard to get accommodation in the Rockies. So it's just super popular, not just for Canadians, but for global travelers coming to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The Rockies is where they go. So book early, and we can get you on there. You could do the Rocky Mountaineer train, which is super popular. They've got a great promo on right now, save $1,500. So a good way to save some money if you don't want to go to the States. Our exchange rate's not the best in the States right at the moment, but so Canada has lots of opportunities. We have a couple of departures ourselves on our Newfoundland tour, which we've run for many years. Very popular. Starting to get bookings on that as well, and it's starting to book up. Our pricing's really good because we booked the hotels like a couple of years in advance, so we got great rates on
that. Nice. Lots of options.
Lots of options, exactly. Europe will be big again this year. Last year we had, of course, the Olympics, which so I think you'll see more people go back to France this year that maybe avoided it last year.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So again, you can get all the details with BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel. And of course, as we head into the new year, for any trips that are coming up, insurance is always a good idea.
Yeah. So always buy, we always recommend you buy medical insurance at the very least. Don't leave Ontario without some sort of medical coverage. We'll go through the whole trip cancellation, interruption, insurance plans with you when you book, explain all the penalties and all the pitfalls and things like that. So, and then also recommend you have a quick look at your passport and make sure that's valid.
Absolutely. And anything new for the new year, 2025, that you're seeing in terms of any sort of visa things? Because things are always changing that way.
Yeah. So last week, effective January the 8th, if you're going to the UK, you must apply online for an electronic travel authority. Costs £10 and it's good for 2 years. Europe is coming up with one. It's was supposed to be launched like 2018. It hasn't yet. So later this year, they're saying. There's no set date when that happens, but at some point there will be a visa required for Canadians to enter. It's just one visa for the whole of Europe that you would get. And it's, but there's no set date yet when it's going to launch, but I expect probably in the fall.
Okay, but the UK, that's in effect.
Effective now, so you must have that. Some other countries have it already now. Australia, New Zealand, you must have those before you go. So if you don't get it and you go to the airport, they won't check you in.
All right. See, there you go. It's more great travel tips with Rob Blows and BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel. And are there any get-togethers or seminars that are coming up or more in the works?
We are working on one. We're going to have an Ireland one probably middle of February. We're just working on the date now. Probably have it out next week. So keep an eye on our social media accounts, or you can give us a call. We can put you on our mailing list, email list. But right now, that's the next one. It's going to be mid-February, Ireland.
Okay, so we'll chat about that when we get closer to that date. In the meantime, of course, you can drop by, say hi to the fine folks on Wellington Street, BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel, Rob Blows. Rob, thank you so much, and at least the Canadians are winning, the Habs.
Yeah, they're streaking.